I'd like to call the Government Operations Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:29. Today is February 28th. And we are scheduled to meet till 2:00. Roll call, please.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keane.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Chair Goodfox.
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Keane, will you say our afternoon prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you please just lay your healing hand on our mourners, Lord. We ask that you just guide us and give us wisdom in these tumultuous times moving ahead. We ask that you help us to make the best decisions for the Osage people. And Lord, we just ask you to please watch over our families and everyone moving forward. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you.
Next is approval of the minutes. You have them attached.
Madam Chair. On page one, I think there might need to be a space after the motion to report, where it says Congressman Potts moved to report ONCA 2495, and then it looks like we're missing a space in between at the end of that paragraph there. Motion to approve the minutes dated September 25th as amended. Yes.
On consideration of ONCR 25-05, a resolution to support the Osage Nation's membership in the Coalition of Large Tribes. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebar. Do you have the floor?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, committee. This resolution has come before Congress that would allow the nation to join this, what they call the Coalition of Large Tribes, also known as CALT. But Kahika feels that it would be, you know, necessary at this time, environment that we're in right now, that this could benefit us, and he would be the responsible for voting, and as an alternate it would be our Speaker of Congress. And Jimmy Aldridge, his deputy, is on the call to discuss or answer any questions regarding this organization. The annual membership is $5,000.
Thank you, committee. Any questions for the sponsor or Jimmy Aldridge? Speaker Shaw, then Congresswoman Whitehorn. All right, Speaker Shaw.
Thank you. I would like to hear from Mr. Aldridge to kind of go over how he feels like this will benefit us at this time specifically.
Okay. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
As far as benefiting the Osage Nation at this point in time, the digging around that I did into Colt, they produce a large number of resolutions annually, and that's only started since roughly 2023, but they're better known for their advocacy in D.C. Mostly they deal with tribes with larger land bases, but as you would see in the supporting documentation that was sent down to Congress, we have included our minerals estate acreage in there as well as justification for joining this coalition. I'm unsure where Chief is going with that. It could just be to increase the size of our acreage for the application, but I would assume that maybe it has something to do with advocacy as well, as far as getting someone to recognize the tribe's authority over the subsurface minerals estate and the pore space in there.
Thank you.
That is an assumption on my part, though, Chair. Chief hasn't specifically come out and said anything like that.
Okay, thank you. Any other member? Go ahead.
Mr. Aldridge, could you direct me to where that might be held within this application on the acreage?
It's not in the application, ma'am. It's in the supporting documentation that was sent down. It should be close to the last page.
Close to the last page, okay.
I have a question, Jimmy. Is the plan still to, for the nation to still stay in with NCAI?
Yes,
this?
Ma'am.
Okay.
There's been no discussion of leaving NCAI.
Okay. Does this coalition work in sync with NCAI?
I wouldn't be able to answer that with 100% accuracy, but everything that I have read about this coalition, I have not seen anything that indicates that they work in conjunction with NCAI, no.
Okay. Any other member? Congresswoman Redhorn?
It's just a statement. The only other mention of it I've seen is more at a state level with UINO and other nations within the state of Oklahoma being part of it.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Just because I haven't probably researched this as much as I should or as much as you have, Mr. Aldridge, can you tell us the types of issues that Colt advocates for? It's like some of the, are there anything in your mind that they've put their advocacy toward that you're familiar with?
Yes, ma'am. Chair.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So most of what they are geared towards is advocacy for sovereign rights of tribes and the rights of large landowners. They're comprised of 15 different tribes now. The Navajo, I think, is their biggest member nation. So most of it is geared towards land bases and making sure that those tribal nations are able to exercise their land bases as they see fit and exert their sovereignty in doing so. There is in the supporting documentation as well a resolution that Colt put out at the beginning of the Trump administration requesting that they stop trying to freeze anything to do with tribal funds. I'm looking for it now so I can try and give you a page number. It'll also be towards the end. It's right in front of that Excel document that has all of our acreage. Resolution dated January 29, 2025, resolution number 01-2025. And they have a large repository on their website as well, listing out every other resolution that they've published and what it pertains to.
Well, I don't know if we're considered a, I don't know that we're considered a tribe with a large land base without including our minerals estate within this. And as I've seen in several documents that we have submitted to federal agencies, not organizations like this, we have used our minerals estate and land base in order to get consideration for things. In my reading of the Constitution, our Minerals Council has authority over our minerals estate and what the workings and the development of that. And I think it's without their agreement to me to want to tap in as a resource to this organization, I believe we're missing a piece. And for me, as one member of Congress, I would like to know how the Minerals Council feels about being caught up in this organization, since we are using the underground estate that they're in charge of to qualify us to belong to this. I believe if there's any minerals issues that come up, that our Minerals Council ought to advocate and be informed and be the group that launches or asks or goes to Colt to ask them to advocate for. So I'm wanting to know how the executive feels about that and how my colleagues feel about that.
Okay. Anyone? Congressman King?
Yeah, I mean, if you read the resolution, it's pretty broad. I mean, we're $5,000 fee, sovereignty. Yeah, I don't see why we would need, to me, it feels like we could just go ahead and do this. I don't really see like it's trampling on any other Osage entity like the Minerals Council or, and even, I mean, if you go look at Colt's webpage, they're saying large tribe. Well, not real. I mean, Cherokee's not on there. Are they saying large like land tribes? Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm leading into that. Like, it's kind of vague, even the way they define their own membership. I mean, I'm just not looking as much into it as that to, like, you know, have formal permission from our other branches of government. I mean, I think we can do this and just go. I mean, I suggest that we should. I mean, yeah, I'm saying I don't think it's necessary to have the minerals count, need their permission for something like this, basically. It's just a general advocacy group for tribal sovereignty. We all believe in tribal sovereignty, you know. So that's just my two cents. Thank you.
Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I'm looking at their website, and I think it could be a good thing. But it says here there's three levels of membership. There's the basic, and then there's voting rights, and there's like three levels. So does that $5,000 give us the voting rights, Mr. Aldridge, or just the basic membership per year, that $5,000?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Congressman, that $5,000 is for a voting membership, so that would give us voting rights. And as far as the large land bases are concerned, Colt's stipulation is that the tribe has to own at least 100,000 acres. So we meet that even without the acreage from the minerals estate for the basic qualifications to be a member of the coalition.
Okay, anyone else?
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know if anybody's had the chance to go to their website. It's very user-friendly. It's easy to find things on. You can see all the resolutions that they support and that they get behind. You can see who all is involved in this coalition. And someone made a comment. Did someone make a comment earlier about NCAI and this? And are they on the same wavelength? And, you know... being an advocate in advocacy, I'm having a hard time saying that word today. In the way that they approach it to me, compared to NCAI, is definitely on a higher level in the sovereign, for sovereignty as a whole. And we talk about sovereignty, like Jimmy said, but we're not wholly sovereign. And we all know that. And we all pick and choose what we decide we want to be sovereign about, whether it be you know, the tobacco stuff, whether it be gaming, whether it be food codes, you know, all those different things that we have. So in looking at this, I don't see it's a bad idea. I don't think anybody here wants to be in the boat of we're not taking the Minerals Council or the Minerals Estate into consideration. We think about that whenever we do most things. I don't feel that... I personally haven't spoke to any members of the Minerals Council. I don't know if anybody else here has, since Congresswoman Whitehorn brought that up, knowing that we were going to have this on our agenda. I'm supporting this today. I don't think that it treads on them in any way, and I would be surprised if they wouldn't be for it. Thank you. Okay.
Any other member? Congressman King.
I think it's telling that Oklahoma has a Cherokee federal lawmaker and a Chickasaw federal lawmaker who leads the House Budget Committee. And they're so afraid of the, I'll be honest, the MAGA crowd and the Republicans that they couldn't sign a memo protecting our Indian Health Service from layoffs. They are so afraid, yet they're tribal members in Oklahoma. Any kind of advocacy that we can get a part of, whether it be NCAI, United Indian Tribes of Oklahoma, Colt, all this. Like Congresswoman Goodfox said, a storm's coming. So I'm all for as much as we can get. I mean, we've got to really be prepared to what's coming down the pike. Like we've only been in, Trump's been in office now just barely over almost 2 months. And look how many federal jobs we've already lost our BIA superintendent. So, yeah, I'm all for pushing this through, and more advocacy, the better. Thank you.
Any other member? Whitehorn, then Redcorn.
I'm not opposing belonging to CULT. What I do want to call to the attention is I believe that when we put our minerals estate in as a land-based foreign organization, that not just the executive branch and us people sitting in the chair should know that somebody should have sent a memo to the Minerals Council and said, hey, come down and let's discuss. We have this in committee. Let's discuss this. I didn't realize until I was sitting here at my desk right now today when Mr. Aldridge told us that we've used our Minerals Council, our minerals, underground minerals estate as part of our land base. That's all I'm saying. I did not realize that was on the application today. And I feel like that our Minerals Council should be able to come and sit at our committee meeting and say, yeah, I think this is a good idea. That's just like Congresswoman Lemon said, that they might think this is wonderful. It would just be nice to all be on the same page, working together, moving in the same direction. And I don't see that through this right now in our intra-tribal decisions that we're making about our minerals estate and our surface land. That's all I'm saying, is that they do need to be consulted and involved, especially when we use the land base that they have jurisdiction over in an application to do something. That's what I'm saying here.
Congresswoman Redcorn and Congressman King.
I'll yield to Mr. Congressman King.
Congressman King, go ahead.
It's just the Osage Nation Reservation. I'm kind of confused. Like, I don't call my car a 2,000-pound metal machinery with rubber wheel. It's a car. Like, it's the Osage Nation Reservation. I'm confused by... It seems like you're, like, splitting... You see what I'm trying to say?
Our government is split.
No, but this is advocating on behalf of the Osage Nation Reservation. I don't see why you would delineate and say, well, there's a mineral estate, and then I don't understand. We're all on the same team.
We are, and part of the team hasn't been invited to the table. That's all I'm saying.
Mr. Aldridge?
A very important part of the team
hasn't been invited. Mr. Aldridge, are you still there?
Chair.
Go ahead.
Just one last question. Did you just say the Osage Nation Reservation when you got it in your head? Coming into this organization as our land base, is that how you phrased what we have? Is just the Osage Nation Reservation? How did you do that?
Are you referring to the words I used when I introduced this, or no, just the Osage Nation Reservation, and then I went into a breakdown of what we included on the land base, and then the potential for advocacy from the group.
Okay, thank you.
I believe.
Congresswoman Redcorn, did you still have something?
Yes. I was going to make a motion to report ONCR 2505 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion, second. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and ONCR 25-05 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next, we are on ONCR 25-06, a resolution to approve the Office of Fiscal Performance and Review Annual Audit Plan for Fiscal Year 2025, submitted by Moss Adams. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Before I move forward, I was given a committee amendment this morning to clarify some of the dates and language in it. So you've been emailed this amendment earlier today. So I'm going to go ahead and make the motion now so I don't forget. I make a motion to amend page 1, line 36, strike January 30th, 2025, and insert February 25th, 2025.
Second.
Motion is second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes. Continue, please.
Thank you for that. The audit plan, we've been discussed in CA. It's been discussed in appropriations, and today we have it here in government ops. We did do an update to the plan, and it was emailed. Let me see. It was emailed on February 26th at 3:45. Jordan Fraser sent it out. The request we made to the plan was to exchange the cybersecurity audit with, I believe, a construction. So this is where we're at now. Waiting approval from government ops, and then we go to the floor of Congress and approve the audit plan, and then we will engage Moss Adams through the plan. So if you need to see an update of the plan, I can email it to you, or
members.
Any questions?
Congressman King.
Yeah, so if my memory serves me correct, in the past, we've had resistance from the executive branch regarding this type of audit. Is that accurate?
Chair.
Anyone?
I'll say throughout the years, yes. Congressman Hamilton?
Yes, I would say that's an accurate statement, but we do have a new treasurer, and he's met with Moss Adams, and I think we're off to a good start.
Okay, yeah, I'm just hoping that we don't meet that kind of resistance, because even in the past, they even wanted legal counsel. That kind of blew my mind, actually. So I'm glad to hear we're on a good track. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Speaker.
Congressman Keene, I can tell you that that was definitely as a result of the treasurer that was in place. And my experience with our current treasurer, when I was second speaker, is that he is very supportive and open and helpful.
Thank you. Sorry.
All right. Any other member questions? Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to report ONCR 2506 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
As amended.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. And ONCR 2506 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Adjourn.
Second. Motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We're adjourned, and stick around to sign committee reports, please.